Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. When you were getting going last Thursday morning, did you know that the world's financial markets had almost seized up overnight? And that if they had, there was a risk that last Thursday, you might not have been able to access your bank account or use your credit or debit card? Aren't you also curious why most American media haven't told you about this near cataclysm? Problems began last Wednesday when the ADP U.S. payrolls report fell far short of expectations. Starting last Wednesday night in the U.S., which was Thursday morning in Asia, there were minor negative developments around the world. Chinese equities traded lower in response to a government crackdown on margin trading improprieties. The Japanese government 10-year bonds experienced their largest one-day interest rate increase in 2 years. Even India's long bond interest rate rose. Stock markets across the region fell as businesses faced higher interest costs on their debt. Problems built in European markets. French, German, Spanish, Italian, British, and Irish 10-year government debt saw bond values decline, with interest rates hitting their highest levels since last year. European stock markets also fell, with all major indices down more than 1%. Of particular concern was the 30% increase last Thursday morning in the German 10-year bond interest rate. German bonds are the safest and most stable across Europe. Yet the financial concerns about Greece, Austria, France, and other nations have pushed the German interest rate over the last 2 weeks from less than 0.1% all the way to 0.76% last Thursday morning. This is the largest two-week surge in Germany's interest rate since West and East Germany's unification in 1990. The Euronext derivatives markets, on the brink of collapse, announced a shutdown of their system shortly after 8 a.m. Eastern Time. When it reopened 30 minutes later, trillions of dollars of derivatives had been created at tremendous financial losses to bring stock and bond values most of the way back to prior levels. As a result, last Thursday, the world's financial system did not crash. I have two questions for you. Can the world be saved the next time this happens? And are you prepared to get by without access to your bank balances or using your credit or debit cards? That's it for now. Tune in again next Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.